under General Pinochet's regime in Chile, explores the impact that torture has had on her life and her body. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15 and it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you. Mikhail Rudy performing Un Bach sur l'Océan. The third part of Miroirs, a work in which Maurice Ravel holds the musical mirror up to reality. In this case, a small boat on the ocean. I'm Max Reinhardt, and the rolling and pitching and the undertow of that piece is your welcome to a week of Lake Junctions dripping with salt water, or at least a few pieces of music inspired by that watery 71% of the surface of our planet. However, the tide hasn't come in yet, so here come the very unwatery Burns Unit, the Scottish-Canadian supergroup that features Kareem Polwart, King Creosote, Emma Pollock and Future Pilot AKA, with Sorries, a tale of alcoholic apology. But first, a track from Tricky's new album, Mixed Race, which was released only yesterday. There's fresh for you. Every day.
You claim you're sober when you're falling down. You balance better when you're lying prone.
Sorries,
you'll drown the sorrows for everyone in town.
No more little notes to say I'm sorry. Song is not in.
It's a wasted evening. There's one too many trying to make this work. There's you, there's me, there's the bottle in the cupboard.
Translated from the Lingala as "They Score Me Because of You" by Franco, from the CD Roots of OK Jazz, Congo Classics 1955 to 1956. Every single track on the CD was lovingly dug from dusty old record crates from Kinshasa to Brussels by Vincent Kenny, the Congophile musician and producer who's made the Cram Disc label an Aladdin's cave of fresh music from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Think Kanono number 1, Staff Bendibilili, the Congotronic series. He is the conduit. All the tracks on this album were recorded in 1955 in Kinshasa, the year before Le Grand Maître François Luambo Makiadi, or Franco, formed OK Jazz, his orchestra, who would go on to record over 100 albums before his early death, aged 51, in 1989. Luigi Rossi made it to 56. Though that would, of course, have been considered a ripe old age when he lived back in the 1600s. Here's Spargete Sospiri, from his short oratorio Un Peccator Pentito, in which a sinner repents his errors and laments his sorrowful memories of such delights. Ah me. It's performed by Les Arts Florissants, directed by William Christie.
Sospiri, sospiri, sospiri.
Overline by Neoclassical Electronica Masters Digitonal from Be Still My Bleeping Heart, released this summer. It's a remaster collection of their older material from over the last decade, which had totally disappeared from the shelves and from online sources over the years, as desirable music often does. Okay, time for some oceanic contemplation in the company of Thelonious Monk. From his album Straight No Chaser, released in 1967, here's his solo version of a salty Harold Arlen song. No, it's not Stormy Weather or Over the Rainbow. They're freshwater tunes, not a single ocean wave in either, and it's certainly not that old Black Magic, though there is something of the forces of the night in the title, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Thank you. Mamã, não quer, não faça. Vá, vá, diz não, não fale. Vó, vó, ralhou, se cale. Vô, vô, gritou, não ande. Placas de rua, não corra. Placas no verde, não pise. No luminoso, não fume. Olha o hospital, silêncio, sinal vermelho, não siga. Setas de mão, não vire. Vá sempre em frente, nem pense. É contra a mão. Olha a cama de gato, olha a cara dele. Cama de gato, melhor se cuidar. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar, nego. Cama de gato, olha a garra dele. É cama de gato, melhor se cuidar. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Tesouro, é cama de gato, olha a garra dele. É cama de gato, melhor se cuidar. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Acalma a bola, rola a bola, trata a bola, limpa a bola, que é preciso faturar. E esse jogo tá um osso, é um mango que tem caroço, e é preciso desembolar. Nego, se por baixo não tá dando, é melhor tentar por cima. Oi, com a cabeça dá. Você me diz que esse goleiro é titular da seleção, só vou saber, mas é quando eu chutar. É cama de gato, olha a garra dele. É cama de gato, melhor se cuidar. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Cama de gato, olha a garra dele. É cama de gato, melhor se cuidar. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Neguinho Matilda, neguinho Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Neguinho lá, Matilda. Vamos lá, Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Matilda, Matilda, Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Matilda, Matilda, Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Matilda, Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar. Matilda, everybody, Matilda. No campo do adversário é bom jogar com muita calma, procurando pela brecha pra poder ganhar.
The totally a cappella multi-track voice of Gonzaguina, a.k.a. Luis Gonzaga Jr., singing a pass-by-pass-by-tackle account of a mid-1970s football match. Geraldinos y Aquibaldos. They were probably the teams. A little more samba, and also a little more a cappella music later. And by the way, if you want the full details about the music on Late Junction tonight, just check the Radio 3 web pages. More Latin American music now. Lydia Mendoza was such a huge star across the Mexican communities of the southwestern United States that she had a wonderful list of august titles attached to her. La Alondra de la Frontera, the Lark of the Border. La Cancionera de los Pobres, the Songstress of the Poor. And the First Lady of Tejano Music. Here she is singing and playing her trademark 12-string guitar with a song called Mi Problema.
Yo sé que es un pecado amar lo que es amado, pero un fuego de amor a mí me está quemando. Y aunque tú tengas dueño, aunque yo tenga dueña, lo voy a resolver.
Dean Bowman singing all the parts of the Hallelujah variation from the whirling extravaganza that is Uri Kane's epic rendering of Johann Sebastian Bach's The Goldberg Variations, in which he mutated the original 30 variations into 70 pieces played by an ever-changing cast of musical talent. I'll be sprinkling them sparingly across Lake Junction this week and next to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the release of this Meisterwerk. Before that, a beluga whale. The adults, by the way, are completely white, just like Moby Dick. It was recorded in the North Pacific by Jean C. Roche in the early 90s, and staying on the high seas, and indeed keeping it a cappella, this is Songs of the Ancient Sea, a piece for tenor and male choir by Veo Tormis, performed by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, directed by Tõnu Kaljuste.
Thank you.
A work by Veijo Tuomis, Songs of the Ancient Sea, performed by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, who seemed very adept at bringing the sounds of the sea to the concert hall. I heard seals, I heard seagulls, I heard the sea. On the other hand, John Lee Hooker is not associated with the sea, and I've never thought of him as a sailor. He is associated with the Delta, of course. He was born near Clarksdale, Mississippi, after all. Nevertheless, we're going to hear the great man's Deep Blue Sea Blues. But first, here's Norwegian double bass player Mats Eilertsen, with Tora Brunberg on sax, Thomas T. Dahl on guitar, and Olavi Luviori on drums, with a track from Mats' album Radio Yonder. Radio.
Thank you. Let's get this one down, and then I'm going to call it a day.
All right, John.
Okay. Raining here and storming on the deep blue sea. Raining, yeah. Out on the deep blue sea, storming so hard. Raining. Storming on the deep blue sea. I wanna go home. All the planes are drowning. I called the airport this morning. They said, Johnny, we ain't gonna fly till about 3 or 4 days. We ain't gonna fly. Just about 3 or 4 days. You know it's raining so hard here, so hard here. You know it's storming out on the deep blue sea. I called my baby. I said, baby, please don't cry over me. I call my baby, honey, please don't cry over me. I said, raining here, you're storming out on the deep blue sea. So lonely for you. I'm so lonely, baby. I'm trying just like you. It's raining here. It's thrown out on the deep blue sea. I talked to the captain. Said, Johnny, we gonna be over here? We over here. Another 3 or 4 days. I told the captain on the pilot too. We ain't gonna fly. About 3 or 4 days. Weather so bad. All the planes are drowning. All the planes are drowning on the ground. You know all the planes are down. We can't fly. About 3 or 4 days. I wanna go home so bad. But the planes are drowning.
O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole. Quando se canta todo mundo bole. Eu nasci com samba, no samba me criei. Do danado do samba, nunca me separei. Eu nasci com samba, no samba me criei. Do danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quem não gosta do samba, bom sujeito não é. ou é ruim da cabeça, ou doente do pé. Quem não gosta do samba, bom sujeito não é. Ou é ruim da cabeça, ou doente do pé. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Eu nasci com samba, no samba me criei. Do danado do samba, nunca me separei. Eu nasci com samba, no samba me criei. Do danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta todo mundo mole.
Another solo performance, the 50s classic Samba da Minha Terra, Samba from My Land, by Dorival Caymmi, the godfather of modern Bahian music, which hath bequeathed us Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso, Maria Bethania and Gal Costa, to name but a few. And so to Bhajan, or devotional song, performed here by Swami Hurido Sampati. The Swami claimed that he regularly checked up on how dedicated his followers were in their pursuit of music and meditation by becoming a fly on their wall. Nice work if you can do it. This is Sri Guru Nata, recorded at Gita Govinda Hall in Bombay on New Year's Day, 1968.
Sri Guru Nata Chilmaya.
Yeah. About that battle, give a companion coming, my fell upon my knees. First thing I put my eyes upon was a great big pot of peas. I was fighting about that battleship of fame. The peas they were 3 days, and each it was spent. Just soldiers fighting Spaniards while I was fighting that. It's all about that battleship of fame. In war is the great nation of Spain. When I get back to Spain, I wanna honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the Rough Riders wear? Button on the side costs 5.5 pair. It's all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the old farmers wear? Old Grove and that cost $1 a pair. It's all about that battleship of Maine. In war is the great nation of Spain. When I get back to Spain, I want to honor my name. It's all about that battleship of Maine.
Our penultimate song of the sea for tonight, which as it goes is also an anti-war song, The Battleship of Maine by Red Patterson's Piedmont Log Rollers. It's about the loss of the USS Maine, which sank with 284 men aboard after it apparently hit a mine in Havana Harbour, the incident that kicked off the Spanish-American War at the end of the 19th century. Here's the incident that kicked off the Big Ears Festival last year in Knoxville, Tennessee, which was where this musical meeting of three celebrated experimentalists was recorded. With no rehearsal time and just a sound check shared between them, here's Christian Fenez on guitar and electronics, David Daniel on guitar, and Tony Buck from Australian band The Necks on drums. Heat from Light.
Thank you.
The Larghetto, from Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Trio Sonata in G minor, with Vittorio Guilmi on viola da gamba and Lorenzo Guilmi on fortepiano. And that brings us very close to the end of tonight's Late Junction, though you can, of course, listen to it again over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 webpages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'm going to leave you with a final glimpse of Neptune's Kingdom from Tom Waits, with his lament, "The Ocean Doesn't Want Me." But first, Hans Koch, Paul Lovens and Sabina Meyer with Wegen Meines Beines Part 2. Good night.
It is hard. Thank you.
mischievous brain chores down into the endless blue wine. I'll open my head and let out all of my time. I'd love to go drowning and to stay and to stay, but the ocean doesn't want me today. I'll go in up to here. It can't possibly hurt. All they will find is my beer and my shirt. A riptide is raging and the lifeguard's away. But the ocean doesn't want me today. But the ocean doesn't want me today. The ocean doesn't want me today.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. I'm starting this part of the programme with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra in concert in May 2009 with their principal conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy. And first on the programme, Australia's leading contemporary composer Peter Sculthorpe, who turned 80 in 2009. Kakadu is a three-part work. The outer parts are dance-like and energetic, and the introspective middle section with its cor anglais solo Sculthorpe describes as sinuous, smooth, civilised and European. The French horns appropriately quote an Aboriginal theme written down by two French explorers in 1804, very possibly the first notated encounter of Europeans with Aboriginal music.
Thank you.
Peter Sculthorpe named that piece after the Kakadu National Park in northern Australia, music that sums up his feelings about the landscape, its changes of seasons and its cycle of life and death. The Sydney Symphony Orchestra and conductor Vladimir Ashkenazy follow it with more music about a place. The Cornish Castle at Tintagel may be a ruin now, but it lives on proudly in the best-known work by Sir Arnold Bax. Hovering over his tone poem, Tintagel, is the presence of Tristan and Isolde, complete with Wagner quotations.